In a few moments, we'll begin the guided heart meditation, and you're very welcome to sit in whatever way lets you be as alert as possible, but also as comfortable, as at ease as is possible. So I begin with a few lines from our friend Rumi. Be ground. Be crumbled so wild flowers will come up where you are. Be ground. Be crumbled so wild flowers will come up where you are. You've been stony for too many years. Try something different. Surrender. Be ground, be crumbled, so wildflowers will come up where you are. One of the great Indian sages, Ramana Maharshi, says that really the path is to not push anyone or any part of our own being out of our hearts. And that when our hearts get tight, when there's that armoring, it's the magic of awareness that helps to dissolve and loosen the armor that lets us be crumbled. So there's that natural flowering of love. It's the heart's nature to love. And then there's conditioning that has us tighten. So this afternoon's meditation on forgiveness is bringing our awareness to that armoring, to sense the possibility of whatever letting go can naturally happen to free this heart, to love without holding back. And it's a deep longing when I talk to people, this longing to love freely, to not hold back our love. And yet there's fears and hurts that have locked in. So as the Buddha described it, our suffering is when in any moment we are at war with a part of our own being, with our life, with another. For this practice, you might sense and scan through your body and sense if there's any experience in your body right now that you're not accepting of, that you might be at odds with, so that we begin the practice of forgiveness in a very here and now way. Just scanning and sensing, is there something you're not liking, something you wish was different in your body? Beginning to just notice where we're at odds, the noticing itself can begin to create the space of awareness. Maybe an ache in the back, discomfort in the belly, clutch in the chest. In the forgiveness practice, simply the intention to forgive. And forgive means to let go of resistance. The intention to let go of our resistance, our being at war with. Another way to say it is our intention to allow, to let life be as it is. Just that intention opens the door to freedom. So sense as you scan through your body where there might be a not liking, a wishing something was different. And just let that intention be there to make room, to forgive, to allow. I sometimes just say the word forgiven, forgiven, an inner whisper, which doesn't mean, oh, I've sinned and I'm forgiven, but just that kind of sincere intention to let go of what I'm holding against, just to let be, forgiven, forgiven. So this ache is forgiven and this tightness is forgiven. And you might sense if there's a mood or emotion right here that's difficult. Sleepy, restless, afraid, judging, annoyed, forgiven, forgiven. Just letting it be. When we forgive ourselves or others, it's not an indulging, like giving a green light for harmful behavior. It's just a movement of the heart to relax open and include who's here. We can forgive, but resolve never to let something happen again, if it's at all possible. But the forgiveness frees us from that clench of hatred and of blame. It frees us from the past. It frees us to love in a spontaneous way. In the Theravada tradition, the first part of the forgiving practice is to bring to mind where we might have caused injury to another person and to ask for forgiveness. So you might reflect a bit and just see where this is true, because for each of us is at some point hurt another, intentionally or unintentionally, through our thoughts or our words or our actions. And for some, there might be a sense of where you're currently and repeatedly causing pain. For others, it's historical. Considering a person you've hurt, let take some moments to sense the circumstances, what happened, and if you can, the realness of that person's hurt. You might imagine and visualize the person's face when feeling disappointed or rejected or in some way ignored, and the feeling in that person's heart. And your own heart as you behold this, so that it's from sincerity that you mentally whisper the person's name. And whispering mentally the words, "I see and feel that I've hurt you, and I ask your forgiveness. Please forgive me." Take a little time to still sense the situation and the realness of the hurt. To whisper the person's name. "I see and feel the pain I've caused you. Please forgive me. May I be forgiven." And sense if you can feel the possibility of feeling forgiven. We widen the circle of forgiveness by sensing where we're unforgiving towards ourselves, where some behavior of the past or present, some way of being, is absolutely unacceptable or unforgivable, where we've closed our hearts to our own being And it might be in a very great way, and it might be just in a slight way that we're sour on ourselves. Tight. So sensing where this may be true for you. And it may be just what you were reflecting on, how you've injured another particular person. Or it might be something else. Often it has to do with ways we've caused harm to others. Letting a particular situation arise and letting yourself be in touch with what it is that turns you on yourself, turns you against yourself. What it is you see and feel and believe about yourself. If it was the past, it's that unforgivable sense of I should have been different. Wiser, more skillful, more compassionate. And the feeling of failure. Just to feel that in your body and your heart, how that feels. Or if it's present, I should be different. Allowing yourself to recognize and allow that experience and just deepen your attention and sense, what is the want or the fear that stopped you from being different? Stopped you from being how you wished you could be? What's the vulnerability, the fear, the unmet need that had you behave in a way that you don't like? Just to recognize the vulnerability that's behind all unwholesome actions, how our own suffering leads us to create suffering. And the message of forgiveness directed inwardly, I see and feel the pain I've caused myself or another, and I forgive myself now. And it may be helpful to put your hand on your heart, so that the message is delivered perhaps in words, but also in an energetic way. And you might vary the pressure, so you really feel a quality of tenderness. And now alertness in a new way. Just let it all be there. The mix of the sounds, the sensations. You might find that your attention is really fixed on the sounds, and that's quite fine. It's really the practice is really going with and being with what arises. Just let it play out. Take some time to sense in the aftermath of sound what's here. To sense again the quality of heart when you're turned on yourself, what you turn on yourself for. Just sensing your intention to include your own being in your heart. The language of forgiveness is, I see and feel the ways I've caused injury to myself or to another, and I forgive myself now. Or I like to just say the word forgiven, forgiven. So sensing what's right here and just offering the word or spirit of forgiven, forgiven, or another way to consider it is just truly allowing the life that's here to be as it is. In this moment, can you accept yourself just as you are? Continue to widen the circle of forgiveness to bring to mind someone that's caused us injury. And again, for most everyone I know, there's been an experience, usually more than one, of feeling betrayed or disappointed, abandoned, ignored, sometimes abused. So to sense what wants your attention right now, where in your life right now there's a sense of pushing away somebody out of your heart for how they've treated you. For some it may be very deep and painful pushing away, and for others you might find that there's no one you think of as an enemy, but there are certain people that bring up a reaction where you just in some way distance them from your heart. And you can let that person be who you meditate with right now. So sensing someone that you've pushed out of your heart, that there's resentment or blame, dislike, aversion, and sensing the circumstances that bring that up so you get close into the feelings. You might think of a particular incident where you really sense how that person speaks or looks at you and what they say, how they behave, that really evoked an aversive reaction. And take some moments to feel your own heart and being and sense the worst thing about it. What's the worst experience you're having about this? Is it feeling hurt? Afraid? Rejected? An obstacle to what matters? Ashamed? Jealous? Sense the worst thing about this, about the way this person is and how they are with you. What you're most afraid of could happen. How you believe they perceive you or think about you. Maybe it's that you don't feel like you matter to that person, that you're significant, that you're deserving of respect. And just feel what that's like in your body and your heart. And maybe that you felt it before. And how old a feeling is this? How long have you lived with this kind of vulnerability? So in the next moments of silence, the practice is simply, if you'd like again, to put your hand on your heart if you haven't, to bring a very kind presence to the hurt inside you, to the vulnerability inside this heart. And you may offer words of care if that feels appropriate, such as, I care about this suffering. Darling, I care about this suffering. Or, I'm sorry, I love you. Just compassion to your own heart. Sensing the possibility of a very tender presence towards where there's hurt. Just an honest presence that acknowledges, ouch, this hurt. And sensing this tender presence is really your own awake heart. It's your awake heart holding your own self. And from this awake heart to the eyes and wisdom of this awake heart, begin to look at the other, the one that caused injury. And see if you can see behind the other person's behaviors, their hurts are fears. Knowing that no one acts and creates suffering unless they're suffering in some way. It helps to sense the person as young or as very vulnerable, which they are. As having unmet needs. And keeping the person in your awareness, you might mentally whisper his or her name and the message, I see and feel the ways you've caused me suffering, and I forgive you now. Or if not yet ready to forgive, it's my intention to forgive you. It's my intention to include you in my heart. I see and feel the ways you've caused me suffering. And I forgive you now. I'm not yet ready to forgive. It's my intention to forgive you. Letting go of ideas now of other, of self. Just bring your whole presence to how your heart is feeling right now. You might continue to offer that message, forgiven, forgiven, to any experience that's difficult. Maybe you feel like you didn't do the forgiveness practice right. Just to forgive that. To sense the heart space where everything that is welcome. Including if you've been drifting through this whole meditation. Restless, disconnected, grieving, afraid. It's all welcome. The same poet who wrote the words, "This heart space, peace is this heart space where everything that is welcome," wrote this verse, "In this choiceless, never-ending flow of life, there is an infinite array of choices. One alone brings happiness, to love what is. One alone brings happiness, to love what is." Taking some moments, let your senses be wide awake, aware of the sounds here. The sensations and aliveness of the body. The mood or emotions that might be predominant. Sensing all of these currents of aliveness moving through and being received in this hope and heart space. Absolutely non-resisting, forgiving, allowing, vast and free. This awakened heart space that's really our Buddha nature. In these next few minutes of sitting, whatever arises, let it be received in this great heart of compassion. noticing what's arising and sensing the possibility of truly loving what is. Recognizing the life of this moment and sensing what it means to love what is. If all is welcomed in this heart space, who is loving? Just resting in and being the loving presence itself. Namaste.